This is a Dice World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Do not adjust your podcasting machine. Welcome to Gilman.
That's right, everybody. It's Gilman, the best fill-in podcast on the Pants Pending Studios Network.
Good point, Willie.
See? She agrees with me, and she's British, so it sounds legit.
Yikes. Bad form, Will.
Anyway, Gilman is simple. They know I'm a blowhard, so I get 60 minutes to tell you about five stories, play some sounds, do some characters, and have some fun. If you've got an hour to kill, I got an hour to fill. Oh, you didn't know? Well, your ass better call somebody. Keep your eyes and ears peeled. You never know where Gilman will pop up.
Gilman is a production of Pants Pending Studios.
Damn skippy it is, right here at pantspending.com.
This is Gilman.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Joe.
And I'm unpaid intern Jeff.
And we love movies, but sometimes we hate them. And oftentimes we're lying about whether we love them or hate them.
On the extremist movie debate, we flip a coin to determine who is going to love the movie and who is going to hate it. And then we fight about it.
Unpaid intern Jeff puts all other moderators to shame, and Ethan and Joe sometimes make good points, but also inadvertently make offensive ones.
But it's okay, because we're all having fun.
Tune in to the extremist movie debate to watch movie reviews with a twist.
Find us at emd.pantspending.com. We'll have our links to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the fun stuff.
Joe's the best.
Unpaid intern's the worst.
Ethan's all right.
Thanks.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
You haven't been sleeping, you've been drinking a lot, and you're kind of suicidal. Okay, so what else is new?
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Dice World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedians Ronnie Taylor and Freddie Walker, with producer Trez Swornout and Jay Mitz on the news. And now your host, finally back from administrative leave at the Spokane Comedy Club, Dees Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am your host, Dees Casillas. Thank you for joining us. Hope you guys are feeling good out there in the world today. We have Jay and Traz in studio, as usual, guys. What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Hi, hi.
Hey, guys. And hanging out for the first half of the show, we have Ronnie Taylor. Ronnie, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
She said she wasn't going to talk. Look, I got her to talk already.
Fuck you.
Yeah. 20 seconds in the show. Nailed it. Ronnie is a comic, also works at the comedy club.
I do.
She's going to be performing coming up at the Riddler Piano Bar in a couple weeks, too, so keep an eye out for that. That's 718 West Riverside Avenue every Sunday at 8 p.m. We are there. I am there. Jay doesn't support the thing. Traz serves drinks for the next 4 weeks. And after that, we don't know what's going to happen.
I supported you guys last night.
Actually, we have 3 weeks left.
3 weeks left now, yeah. So it's a sad time. This is actually Traz's second to last studio show, I think. We have one more studio show. I've got a road show I'm doing. And then we're doing one more show in the studio.
Wait, you only have one more studio show with us?
Yeah.
No.
But I do have some surprises for that show. So yeah. I've got a couple surprises for that show.
Are you gonna break his leg so
no,
he can
leave
us?
I'm gonna fire him.
Oh, there you go.
That episode.
Humiliation, I'm sure.
Yeah, he'll be I'm gonna fire him before that episode. So yeah. He won't know this is actually his last episode. but yeah, it's been a good week, guys. We've had a lot going on. We did Comedy Confessions last night at the Riddler. That was a great time. If you guys have not been out to that show, check it out. Holy shit, the crowd loves it. I loved it. It's my new favorite format to do comedy in. I don't know, Traz and Jay, you guys were there. What did you think?
It's also my favorite format.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was really fun how you kind of do the interview of the comedians after their set.
Yeah.
It lets you know them.
Yeah. That's kind of the idea. Favorite part was I was a comic, Casey Strain. I forced him to do some impressions, but I gave him scenarios to do impressions in, and he had to do different impressions each time. But the first one I told him, you were driving a car and got and crashed into a special needs school bus, which he did as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That was really amazing. I like that.
And my second scenario was my favorite one, where you're on a flight from Spokane to Boston and you see an Arab guy who you think is trying to take over the plane as a terrorist, but halfway through, and you try to interject yourself, but halfway through the scenario, you realize he's actually just a Puerto Rican guy trying to use the bathroom. That was
naturally, yes, of course.
So it was a little complicated scenario, but I thought it went well. But yeah, that's one of the things we've been doing. We're doing that once a month at the Riddler. The next one is November 19th. A lot of other stuff coming up. We're going to do a live podcast at the Riddler at the end of November too, I decided. So we're going to have some gang from Pants Pending. What else? Oh yeah, God, I want to talk about this, guys. I just figured out a deal. I was telling Ronnie about this off the air. I think you guys have heard about this by now, but starting November 28th, I've partnered with Amanda Hillman and Modernist Cooking and the Roxy Event Center in Spokane, Washington. We're going to be doing a live weekly comedy and cooking show.
Nice.
I think it's going to be called Cookin' Hot Comedy. I didn't come up with a name. I'm just going along with it and taking a piece of the action.
So what's that going to look like?
Well, it's going to look like this. We're going to do an hour-long comedy show. I am going to do that with a couple other people. Mm-hmm. And then she's going to come out and do a live cooking show. She already does the live cooking, Amanda does. Mm-hmm. Go check out her page. It's Modernist Cooking. She's great. She's all over town. She does live shows and events and webs. She does all kinds of stuff. She's an amazing chef. Mm-hmm. She'll do a live cooking show and I will sit there and tell dick jokes while she does that.
Perfect. Right,
I feel
yeah.
like it's going to be a good fit.
Nice.
I told her, listen, I said, if Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg can do a show together, we can do a show together. I just get to be Martha Stewart. So that's all I care about. But it's going to be fun. The first one's going to be November 28th. It's going to be a once a week show. Cost is going to be like $10 or something, which is great. And you get to sample some great food. You get some good comedy. Plus, I'll be there.
I'm kind of more into it for the food.
Yeah,
but,
I know, right? Yeah,
kind of a plus that you'll be there.
Yeah, I'm just gonna sit behind people and make fun of them. But we are gonna Traz, you dying. We're gonna Traz is dying. He's not gonna make it to that next episode. God, you're giving it to me too. Ooh. Jesus.
Was it the chicken? Ooh. Are you choking on some chicken?
You're not supposed to put the wine in your lungs, honey.
Yeah,
I just did.
Okay. One way to drink it.
All right, cool. Back.
But yeah, there is a ton of shit going on. But I never... So guys, I just, you know, if you see me, just buy me a beer. That's all I say, because I am going to be running real quicker. Why is my dog fucking barking so much?
She Jesus probably misses me.
She probably does. Maybe Freddy's here. Maybe our guest's here. Nah, he'll probably message me. Anyway, it's fine. Our guest today is Freddie Walker. And last time Freddie was here, we watched porn on the show. So I'm only wondering what's going to happen this time.
Yep. Didn't he proposition you and I to be involved in his project?
Yes, he did.
Was it a porn project?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely was.
So, it'll be a good time. Maybe we'll film that tonight.
Oh, God.
But let's talk to Ronnie real quick while she's here. Ronnie, again, works at the comedy club. She's also been doing comedy for a while now, right?
A while is a while, like 6 months? Because
yeah, that's a while.
Yeah, since like March. So.
Okay.
I'm not good at math. I think about 6 months.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good enough for me. We'll say, yeah, 6 months. What inspired you to start doing comedy?
I've kind of just always been obsessed with stand-up. I don't know. Stand-up and SNL, like that's the only thing I had in common with my family. Basically just being funny.
Yeah.
And then working at the comedy club long enough, like you just watch people do it and you're like, I wonder if I could do that. And then I tried it and I was like, I guess I can, and I'm going to keep trying.
What is that why you tried to get a job at the comedy club? Because you wanted to be around comedy? Or is it just you had serendipity? You happen to...
Mainly it was because I saw Eliza Schlesinger was going to be here. And I was like, I just want to be able to look at Eliza Schlesinger and like hug her.
Oh, I get that. Yeah.
And that happened. So
you did get a hug?
She's right. Pretty hot.
I did.
Nice.
Yes.
I'm not that into blondes, but she's pretty hot.
Mm-hmm. You're not into blondes? Who are you?
I'm not going to turn my nose up at one. Okay. but it's not my... If I had a preference, it's not my preference.
Okay.
Yeah. No, not my thing. Not my thing. I'm not into blondes.
Take it to their own.
Yeah, I mean, they're okay. Here's the deal. Where I grew up in California, there's plenty of blondes. Mm. Like in Southern California, you go to the beaches, it's just all blondes, and they all kind of start to look the same. Like, okay, long legs, blue eyes, big boobs, blonde hair.
None of that sounds bad.
Why are you complaining right now? Yeah, this all sounds fantastic.
It sounds boring, though, because it's like, it's all the same.
Doesn't sound boring.
So, okay, like, based on that, do you like women that are the polar opposite? Like a short, like, one-legged...
brown-haired, brown-eyed woman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's your ideal woman.
I want to date an amputee goat. Like, I like girls with... This is the wrong term. I never know how to quantify this quite right. But what I want to say, flaws. Like girls with like imperfections. Like, something that has some sort of character and uniqueness to them or some exotic look to them. Uh-huh. Not just like, oh, like, you look like you came out of, you know, Hitler's dream mold for girls. You know what I'm saying?
I think the amputee falls into that quality.
I was going to say, yeah. Jay's amputee right does, on.
Yeah. let me think of a girl.
Aubrey Plaza. That's a go-to for me.
Yeah. Aubrey Plaza. But she kind of, part of her appeal is she has that dirty hot, like that dark eye, that dark eyeliner and that like, I don't give a fuck look in her face. I'm like, ooh, God, that girl would fuck me and still tell me she hates me. I like that. I like that. So, geez, Jay, Jay said she was hungover. Okay. I'm just going to give you guys a course of events that happened since Jay came into my home. She came into my home. We're downstairs in the studio, and I can hear, and I immediately know it's her.
How did you know? Trampsing
around with her fucking horseshoe feet. just like... you hear the oat bag and stuff. She comes downstairs... Meanders downstairs, and the minute she walks in the studio, I'm like, oh, Jay is fucking hungover. We partied last night. Jay and I and Traz, we had a good night. And so then she has me make her some tea because she's incapable of making. She tried to put a metal cup in my fucking. She's like,
to be fair, I asked you first, like, if I can put metal in a microwave.
Probably know that you can't put metal into a microwave.
This is what I hear down my stairwell. These. Remind me, can you microwave metal? Like, not in my fucking house. You can in your house if you'd like to. That sounds like a great science experiment. Okay. And Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I mean, I guess it depends on what you want to happen afterwards.
Yeah. Right. She's like, got this cup. She's like, tingling. She's like, what about this? I'm like, that is not going in the microwave. So then I make her some tea because I'm a nice guy. And then she's telling me how hungover she is. And then Traz shows up with two bottles of wine. And then she gets a fucking pint glass full of wine and starts fucking banging around the goddamn studio.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, lady.
It's going to be a good night.
So she's going back and forth. Just pour the wine
into the tea. I don't know, man. I feel like that makes gross.
Oh, God. You're a gem. Okay. Ronnie, how's comedy going for you?
Sorry.
It's getting a little too real now after hanging out with you guys, I think.
Let's alcohol shame Jay, and then we can get back to the end.
Yes, as we're all still drinking.
Yeah,
by the way,
guys.
Deese is definitely drinking right now after complaining about being hungover
Listen,
all day.
Listen, I'm an alcoholic. I don't complain about it. I just push forward and keep drinking like a man.
Do you ever wonder if we're all alcoholics?
I don't wonder.
Yeah, we all know.
Listen, I've accepted it.
I'm not an alcoholic. I'm just social.
You are pretty fucking... I'm social alone in the bathtub.
It's like socially awkward and socially alcoholic, so...
Right. You know what? There's nothing wrong. At this point, there's nothing wrong with it. I still work hard. I get shit done. I pay my taxes. I can be an alcoholic.
Touché.
You know, I haven't gone to jail in a while. So, although if I keep drinking, I could change. So, oh, that was weird. I just changed beers and I didn't realize what was happening.
Where did you go from? You were drinking.
I went from an amber to the blood orange wheat ale, which is really good.
That does sound good.
You know what? Full Sail Brewing, by the way, I want to note their catchphrase on their bottles is ridiculously tasty. I feel like it's really simple, but genius.
Like, I feel like they stole that from me, though. That was going to be my tagline.
That you're ridiculously tasty?
Yeah.
Just like tattooed on your lower back. Just like
definitely
ridiculously tasty.
Definitely.
That reminds me of that pickup line. See, it does work.
Yes.
So, Ron, yeah, how's comedy going for you? How do you think, how are you enjoying the grind, how's it coming along?
It definitely is a lot cheaper than therapy, so there's always that.
That's true.
Does your therapist normally laugh at you?
Yeah, that's the last session was I made her laugh too hard because we were talking about titles of my upcoming memoir that I'm not writing. I told her that my going title right now is Perfectly Executed Downward Spiral.
Yeah, all right.
And then she laughed too hard and she was like, I don't think this is working out.
What was Jay's...
She broke up with you?
She broke up with me, yeah. After, yeah.
Oh God, that's a new bag of issues.
We went through a lot, exactly.
Jay's, what was yours? Barrage of dicks.
Oh yeah, barrage of dicks.
Jay's was barrage of dicks. Mine was like something about holding your own urine or bodily urine or something like that.
Do you have these written down?
No, but we were. This was on the show.
What was trash shit? What was yours?
Avalanche of pussy.
Avalanche of pussy. I feel like we should combine ours and like have a.
You can keep your barrage of dicks away from us.
Dang.
Just gonna roll in all the sweet juicy pussy.
Yeah.
It should be a tsunami at this point, like an avalanche. Why is it so cold?
Oh yeah, you know what? I don't like the cold.
Yeah, like puss tsunami.
Puss tsunami. That doesn't sound good.
Sounds like Asian henty porn.
Right. Well, now we're getting warmer. Hold on, I'm coming back around on it.
Sort of like this idea.
Yeah, it sounds like a really bad sci-fi movie.
But yo, either whatever natural disaster you want to call it, I kind of do like that it's a natural disaster a little bit now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because everything's kind of a double-edged sword, you know?
Yeah, like Pussquake or something.
This sounds like an explosion.
Well, I mean, you know. Explosion of pussy, or I don't know.
No.
Is there a natural disaster you wouldn't want, like a pussy version of, like puss tornado? Obviously, that's gonna be great.
Right. You'd just be like circling around, slapping in the face.
A volcano pussy, I think, would be bad because then, like, what's coming out of that?
Ooze, lava.
Yeah, that's not good.
Wow.
No.
Oh boy, none of that sounds promising.
Like a monsoon. Monsoons are wet and nice.
Okay.
Monsoons are wet and nice. Yeah, tell that to Puerto Rico. Like, I feel like they may disagree with you on that. Not so nice.
Definitely wet though. That's where
maybe Trump will throw paper towels at you afterwards.
They're all crinkled up.
Gross.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's all the natural disasters I know about.
Oh man. I don't know.
Definitely not mudslide, though. We want
to
veer away from that one, right?
That puts
I don't know.
A whole other insinuation.
I don't know your
that.
Life, but...
Yeah, no mudslides.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, there's still time.
Yeah, I'm not dead.
Don't close the door on that chapter, okay? Don't paint that window shut.
Blizzard? Blizzard of this.
All right, we've spent enough time on this. I think we get the idea. There's pussy and there's a natural disaster and Why is it a natural disaster? Why are there negative connotations on it? Why can't it be like a rainbow?
Sunny day of pussy.
that sounds... Let's go back to the natural disaster.
Yeah, it just that worked better.
Better. So
avalanche. Let's just stick with
avalanche. All
let's
right.
go back to number one.
What was yours, Ronnie?
Not mudslide.
Not mudslide. Perfectly executed downward spiral?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Nailed it. What would your first chapter be about?
My first chapter? Oh, my God. I think you have to start at rock bottom.
Okay.
And then definitely... Start at rock bottom. That's probably be the title. And then just after that, perfectly executed downward spiral. Just like everything would be like a stage of like terribleness.
What's the rock bottom?
That's some deep rock. Shit.
Rock. I thought this was a comedy show. I didn't know you wanted to know my feelings.
No, it's okay. Let's just
I don't want to scare you.
That's okay. So, again, Ronnie is going to be on the show at the Riddler on the 20th, this Sunday.
Yeah,
this Sunday. Actually, by the time you hear this, it'll have passed. So don't go back in the past and go check it out. Everyone should just go to the Riddler all the time anyway.
Yeah, you really should. It honestly is the funnest thing to do on a Sunday.
It's the only thing to do on a Sunday. Spokane's a weird place on Sundays. Like, it just shuts down.
Sunday, Monday used to be fucked, but we saved the day with the Riddler thing on Sunday.
We saved Sundays. Monday still is fucked. Yep. What does happen on Mondays?
I think we all just recuperate from all the bad decisions we made the six days prior.
It's your down day.
Yeah. I've never recuperated.
Yeah, what do you mean recuperate? We're still going.
Yeah, I'm just compounding bad decisions at this point. Okay. It's like, you know, there's no recuperating. I make new bad decisions before I've fully recovered from the old ones. And then...
Some exponential shit.
Basically. Oh, man. So what do you, who besides Elijah Schlesinger, I assume, who are some of your comedy inspirations?
After working on the comedy club, Pete Lee is probably one of my favorites right now.
Okay.
He, fucking hilarious Midwestern dude who just makes fun of himself and his silly accent. But the self-deprecation humor isn't like, ooh, honey. It's just funny.
Yeah.
Which is way better than, like, people being like, because I feel like there are a lot of comics who just, like, shit on themselves. And it's like, after a point, it's like, do you need help? Can we help in any way?
Yeah, how bad is this?
Is this like, a cry for help?
Right. Are you going down the tracks or across them?
Yeah, exactly.
How severe is this right now? It's an interesting thing. Like, comedy is obviously, I feel like almost most people who do comedy are depressed in some way, shape, or form. Like, it's a weird, dark, comes from a dark place.
Definitely.
There's a lot you could delve into the psychology of that and how terrible it is. But yeah, like, it's cathartic. You have to go, there's, you know, a lot of people like, oh, it's the only time I feel anything is being on stage and performing. Then afterwards, like, I just want to drink now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's so sad.
But, I mean, that's true. Like, that's true for a lot of people. I think, like, artists in a lot of way are like that. You know, musicians even or, yeah.
You should be super stoked if that's true because you've got, like, 20-plus days of working next month in November.
And you're going
to
be so happy.
You have something to live for on, like, almost every
single
day.
I'm going to be so drunk all the time. Yeah. Sure.
This is Deese's like pre-intervention. Like we know he's about to need help. So
No, that was last episode. Actually,
yeah, that was bad.
Really, really dark.
Yeah. You gotta listen to the last one. Whoa.
Yeah, I forgot about that. It got real deep. Real deep.
We had like two interventions in an hour.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah.
What's
maybe
up, Johnny Cash, Man in Black, once again.
Oh yeah. Was I wearing black last week?
When was the last time you didn't wear black? It looks like you're like worried that a ninja fight could break out at any point.
I'm not worried. I'm just hoping.
Worried? Prepared? hoping? We don't know.
Yeah, I'm just hopeful. Okay. And who doesn't want a ninja fight?
Like anyone who doesn't know karate?
Oh, who doesn't know karate?
Sorry,
I'm like pretty much a karate master.
All you have to do is like watch the Three Ninjas a couple times or like Ninja Turtles. I think
that's all
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, damn. Basic requirements. Yeah.
You just have to have a rude attitude, and you can automatically do karate.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Speaking of karate, and it's pronounced karate.
Oh, yeah.
You have to roll your K's.
Karate. We at the New Roxy Event Center, which we're going to be doing comedy at, we got to go see a MMA event. They did an MMA show there the other night, which was very interesting. It's an amateur MMA event, so there was a lot of just people who've never actually fought. I mean, they've trained, but they've never had a match. But there was this lady, and I'm going to call her a lady because upon her introduction, like she looked like she just escaped a mental hospital. Like she had like one bad eye and it was kind of crooked up here and had that weird smile on her face, like someone who doesn't fully understand what's happening. Mm-hmm. Like Lenny from Of Mice and Men, but in woman form.
Like she loved too much.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And just this weird kind of smile. And she, when they introduced her, she was fighting like 125 pounds. They said she was over 100 or 230 pounds at one time.
Whoa.
And she was 46 years old.
Whoa.
And it was her first fight.
That's
like somebody's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, holy shit. And she just had this look in her eyes like this lady's fucking. And then this young, like cut, scrappy looking black girl like comes up in the ring to fight her, probably, I don't know, 21, 22, like young, just like bouncing, like just looking fit, like a fighter, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they can't fight each other. Like, this isn't fair. You're gonna beat up an elderly lady right now. Like, how do you're gonna beat up this older white lady who had like a gastric bypass surgery or something to try to get past her obesity?
And that's fucking no joke, dude. A lot of those amateur fights are so mismatched.
Oh yeah.
Wait, so how did it turn out?
She won.
She won the fight.
Yeah.
She won
the fight.
She probably has that like meth strength. That's how she lost all
the strength. Yes.
Is meth the one that gives you strength?
It gives you something, definitely.
Yeah. Oh boy, I feel like meth gives you like PCP gives you strength.
Oh, just being a tweaker gives you strength. I heard a wacky story last night about a tweaker downtown Spokane dropped his heroin baggie below like the sewer lids or whatever, those really heavy sewer lids. And it was like, I lost my heroin, and like fucking lifts up this thing, chucks it to the side and gets down there and grabs his heroin. And then fucking by that time, like six cops show up, arrest the guy, and it like takes all six of them to fucking lift that thing and put it back. Yeah. So you got to do drugs, dude.
But did he get his heroin back?
All right.
Oh, I don't know if the he did, but I don't know if the cops took it back.
You guys heard it here. Do heroin, get stronger. Do drugs, get strong.
That could be a really fun superhero spinoff. You know, like instead of the Avengers, heroin. It's like the Tweakers, like plotting crime with their needle of justice.
I'm not always angry. I'm always high.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all different drug addicts with like different drugs of choice. Yeah. And it's like that meth guy has like his own powers. Yeah. Fucking heroin guy's got a different
heroin guy's always like, he just nods off and then wakes up and pukes. Like,
you guys, we have to write these comic books.
Yeah, this actually sounds pretty great. I think that's a good idea. What'd you say? Thwarting evil with their
needle of justice. Can they be led by Captain Crack?
Captain Crack. That sounds great. Yeah. I can imagine. This sounds like an Adult Swim. Like a Tim and Eric bit or something like that. Oh, ridiculous.
Which one would you be in this situation?
I'd definitely be the guy with the crippling alcohol problem.
Oh, that's fair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the older, crotchety, seasoned guy doesn't want to deal with anything anymore.
Booze boy.
Booze boy. A beer battler.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is weed a drug?
Yeah, I think it is. The weird warrior.
Yes.
Where is he? Oh, he's still on the couch. He's playing weed.
He showed up late.
Like Commander Coke. He's always just like disappearing to the bathroom for a while. I just ran to the bathroom.
Just in the background.
Oh, man. This sounds fun. Oh, wait. Awesome. Hold on. I think.
Is Freddy here?
I'm getting a call. All right. All right. We've got, I think, our
I don't
guest.
Be Chaplain Codeine.
Our
actually,
guest may be here.
I like that.
All right. Guys, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with guest Freddie Walker, everyone. All right. We'll see you guys in a minute.
Hi, I'm Ash.
Hi, I'm Steven.
I write fan fiction.
I'm a podcaster and a comedian, and neither of us
have seen a lot of movies, so we decided to get caught up
on our catalog of movies, and while talking about it,
I decided that we should podcast all of it.
And now, 2 years later, we're still at it.
And we're kind of a little bit more professional than ever. He wants to touch the...
Hiney.
Bryan Cranston, the one that knocks,
that is...
and the one that sends the Power Rangers out to go touch things.
He wants to get vertical on the Limbo Shack.
What the f...
She is your soulmate because the Lord has told me...
What? What? He wants... to jump through that tent and into the canyon and fly away while holding a ketchup bottle. I don't know how it works.
He wants to Left Eye Lopez for Destiny's Child.
So join us every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher,
or here on the Pants Pending Studios podcast network,
which you can find at pantspending.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for hanging out through that brief commercial break. And go check out all the shows on pantspending.com. Be sure to subscribe. We've got some new shows coming out. We are working on a couple pilot episodes as we speak. And yeah, lots of new stuff coming out. So check it out. Go to Patreon.com/pantspending. You can donate. Well, do one-time donation or, you know, subscription. Also, you get some behind the scenes stuff, some extra Jay's disappearing, in other words, Jay's for all looking away. You can get some behind the scenes exclusive stuff. We are working on a web series we're doing entitled Burrowbacks. You'll hear more about that soon. That's gonna
Burrowback?
Burrowbacks.
Oh, Burrowbacks.
Like a donkey. There's a thing behind that. I am working with Stephen Bateman. We started working on a new we want to do an animated series about about Harvey Weinstein.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, we started talking about the last couple of days.
What's it called?
Well, so I do a really good Kate Beckinsale impression.
Oh, he does.
And
she
recently came out saying he made some sexual advances at her.
Her too?
Yeah. Well, wouldn't you? Jesus Christ.
She looks hot in all that black, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Absolutely.
With those blue eyes.
Yeah, and she's only in slow motion and leather wet.
Exactly.
Like, those, I mean, it's great.
And those underwear movies. That's what I call them, underwear movies.
Exactly. But
exactly, all that black.
So underwear movies?
That's what I call them.
Underworld.
Underwear, I call them underwear.
Oh, underwear.
Nice. It's like a play on words.
Yeah, yeah.
A pun.
But
they should have you in the marketing department. I'd rather see that shit than what they said.
The series is going to be about him trying to make sexual advances at her, but her horrible Cockney accent turns him off, and she's really into it. So that's the idea behind the series. So we're gonna work on that. We've been slowly playing with that. But anyway, guys, yeah, go to pantspending.com. Check out all the shows. We do have a couple, like I said, a couple new ones coming. Traz might be bringing us a show soon.
I am. We're fucking filming that. We're recording that shit tonight.
Woo-hoo. We may or may not, depending on if we want to party tonight or not.
Okay.
Well, if you do, I'm staying home either way. We still have Ronnie in studio, but also join us in studio right now is comedian Freddie Walker. Freddie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing groovy. How's everybody out
good,
there?
Good, man. Good to see you again. Last time Freddie was here, we watched a bunch of porn, so I'm trying to figure out how we could ratchet it up. I figure at some point we're just going to be like, it's just going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah in here when Freddie comes in, because we're going to have to keep ratcheting it up, because that's the way it works, right? You have
Absolutely.
To go harder. Like, we're going to, yeah.
Well,
like
I can tell you more about porn stars.
Yeah, it's going to be like Asian lady boys in here at some point. Just like, you know, it's going to get real weird real fast.
Poor Ronnie. Did you know that's what you're getting into?
I hope for the best, honestly.
Is that, hold on, is her mic on? Will you see if that her mic's on, Traz?
Yeah, it's on. Say something dirty.
Dirty. Yeah, I'm making everything.
Wait, try again.
Hey.
There we go.
There we go.
Wow, the technology didn't like me for a second.
Yeah, that's all right. We got her going. Okay. Yeah. So it's going to be, yeah. So I didn't know what to do. So anyway, I brought, there's a menagerie of farm animals in the next room.
I wondered what that smell was.
Some neoprene butt plugs. And yeah, they're just easier to wash, easier to clean than the latex ones.
And BPA free.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, I like to think green and brown. I like to think about green when I'm thinking brown. So
gluten free, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can eat them.
I feel like that's one of those things you shouldn't make.
Non-GMO, edible. I hope.
That's right. So, Freddie, how are things? How are things going out there for you? I don't see much. You're kind of in and out of town, guys. So,
yeah, I am kind of incognito.
All right.
When I'm usually in Seattle or Portland area, when I'm not in this area, generally. Or because of this summer, following doctor's orders, I was indoors a lot.
Following doctor's orders or court orders?
Felt like the same. Only difference is I'd have to say your honor at the end of each sentence. It was because of the usually hot summer. And so that's why I missed a lot of open mics, particularly at SCC, which I really enjoy. But I couldn't stand out in the heat. Because I don't want to disrupt my new kidney, which, by the way, would be 3 years old because I have to go to my annual transplant clinic visit, which is at Portland VA, November 6th for my third annual visit. Now it was twice a year visits, and so now it'll be an annual visit, which will be in just November only.
Sure.
So I got to go see them twice, actually, November.
Okay.
And so November November 9th. Would be the third year anniversary.
Just to be clear.
So you got a 3-year-old kidney? You get that shit from a baby?
Well, you know.
Just to be clear, when Freddie has two good kidneys, he's just greedy and wanted a third one.
Exactly, because the other two don't actually work. Yeah, and they're just taking up space. They don't tell you if it's a cadaver or who the donor is, but I can tell you this much. I noticed some subtle changes since the surgery. Like, I have to sit when I pee.
Oh my God! What if you got a woman's kidney
in a urinal? So I get a lot of
strange. Did you pay 75% less or on the dollar, 75 cents on the dollar for the kidney?
Well, it seems like my kidney is 75% less than what a man's would be.
You can't vote anymore? What's happening with those?
That was 1950s kidney.
They don't count.
That would be a 1950s kidney. Well, we already know my vote didn't count the last election anyway, right? Yeah. I mean, look what's in the White House.
It counted in 1950s either.
Exactly.
Hashtag progress.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, they don't tell you who your donor is, I guess for good reason, but I'm just glad it's kicking.
I would want to know.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think I would.
You don't?
No, I don't.
I'd want a picture of him to come with it.
What if it was one of those things where it was like a serial killer and you started murdering people now?
Somebody also asked me too, what if I had a racist kidney? Once again, that would explain a few things. Why I hate myself.
You're sitting down peeing just talking shit about yourself.
Like your kidney.
Exactly. Yeah,
your doctor's like your kidney's your body's rejecting your kidney.
Exactly.
Oh, it's not a match? No, it's just racist.
It's just racist. Exactly. That's why I keep burning, you know, crosses on my yard.
Right.
And people can't understand why. Neither can I. I say, I don't know. Just a thing I do, man.
Since I got this kidney, man.
Since I got this kidney. It's just taking over my body completely. And you know, my white blood cells have become more emboldened. And
carrying tiki torches and stuff.
Exactly. Oh, no. Threatening to kick out my red my red blood cells, you know, to help build a wall, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, like I said, hey, 3 years and counting. So,
you know. Good.
Do you throw like a kidney birthday party?
No, I never actually
celebrated. You probably should.
Kidney
you should have like kidney
party.
Parties.
Wouldn't we?
Kidney party.
You know, I should, you know, really make it special, like hit number five. Your number five. The 50th anniversary kind of thing.
Like invite your friends.
Exactly.
Everybody has to dress up like a kidney.
Wouldn't that be great? I love this idea, y'all.
Yeah.
A kidney party. Yeah. Exactly. Come and have a kidney bean because that's our shape, you know.
Right. You could have food. You could have a kidney bean bar.
You know
exactly.
What?
Kidney pie.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just looking for an excuse to use my kidney costume.
There you go. Well, you have my permission anytime, baby.
Awesome. People said it would never come in handy.
See? Fools. You just never know. Keep costumes for the listening audience out there. If you think you've got an outrageous costume that would never come in hand, just know this. They will always come eventually, for something.
If you know the right people. You know, exactly. It's stories like this, though, that make me think maybe I should feel bad that I abuse my kidney so much. Because, you know, Freddie had to go get another one from someone and, like, go see people. And I'm just like, yeah, I'll just fuck it. Like, I literally have mornings where I wake up and my kidneys hurt.
I can tell when my
kidneys ache, when I'm like, I need some water probably. I shouldn't drink just tequila for 3 days. And I'm like, that's probably not a good idea.
Weird. That started happening to me too, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It happens. It's a real thing. It's as you get older, you're just like, you feel it. You know.
I heard that in a rap song. I've been drinking all night. My kidney's hurting. I was like, oh, ha. That's fucking real, dude.
See? Exactly. And I can tell you some of the warning signs, which kind of went by me. First of all, most of us caused some high blood pressure, which I inherited from my mom.
Okay.
Three of us got it. Two of my sisters have it, and one has it even worse than I do, and I told her she better stay up on her medication and stuff, because I cannot see her going on dialysis and going through dialysis as successfully as I did, which was 10 and a half years. And that thing is still in my arm, which they won't take out. By the way, it's called a fistula. It helps you connect to the machine that...
I think Jay has a fistula.
It sounds like a gay porn movie.
Sorry.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
What the hell? It is a porn flick, see? Alien lives inside me, see?
Dude, what is that?
You can freak some motherfuckers out on the bus, dude.
Looks like Hugh Jackman's bicep in X-Men.
What is it? Oh,
my God.
It's a fistula.
No, I know, but what is it?
I'll tell you what it was. It's called a fistula. Okay. What it is, there is surgery required for this.
Really? They don't just slide that in with a needle.
Time out for our listeners. We're all tripping on
Freddy's arm. It's like a rutabaga.
No, yeah. It looks like a goddamn piece of turmeric in there.
Exactly.
Or like a fucking piece of ginger.
It looks like a piece of ginger.
They knocked me out during the process, okay? So the doctors, what they do, they go into your arm and they pull your some veins together. It doesn't grow right away. What happens... What causes this is when from prolonged use. This is 3 years worth.
Masturbation.
This is 3 years worth, by the way. Not quite masturbation. But
wait. Are we being serious? Is that drug use?
No.
This is from dialysis, dude.
No, from dialysis, because I was on dialysis 10 and a half years. You see that flat part right there? See that flat part of my arm?
Yeah.
That was my first fistula. It wore out after 7 years. Whoa. So they had to replace it. And I was knocked out. And so,
the look on Jay's face.
Really? So what makes it grow like this, Jay, it looks like this, is because the more you use them, they hook up this really big needle. It's about a size 15-inch needle. They stick into your arm, connect you to the machine.
Ronnie, you're going to pass
out of here. I had dialysis 3 days a week for 4 hours a day or more. And so the more you use it, that's what causes this to grow.
Is that like veins?
Yeah. Oh, okay. In fact, it's underneath. Goes all underneath under my arm.
Down,
you know what a guy told me last week? You know what a guy told me last week? What it looks like?
He's touching it. Stop touching it,
Freddie.
You know what a guy told me? Looks like last week. He thought it was a tattoo because it was kind of dark when he saw this. He thought it was a tattoo. I said, "Cool, thank you, man. A tattoo." That gave me an idea to put a tattoo over.
Dude, you could carve presidents in that shit, make him Mount Rushmore.
I can't stop looking at it.
It's basically a cluster of veins.
You touch it. See, here's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
We just
ratcheted it up a notch, just like we said.
See, it's
kinky. We got girls touching fistulas.
It's kinky fistulas, baby. See what it is when you touch it. You know what it feels like? It feels like kids love it. It feels like
kids love it.
I'm a hit at kids' parties.
I'm serious. They do. Because when you touch it, you feel the blood going through. That's what you feel. You feel the blood, and it feels like electricity. And so if you put it, this
is the same way I describe my cock.
That's true. That's
exactly. 100%.
Blood going through.
Does it look pretty
similar
to that?
Yeah, you can feel the electricity.
You feel the electricity, right? And
fuck. Okay.
See, go ahead, touch it.
Touch the fistula. Yeah! Literally, what the fuck?
And guess what?
Fistulas.
And guess what? And And the scary thing about that is, if you touch it, I touch it, and don't feel anything, I'm in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get to a doctor or an emergency room real quickly. That's what doctors told me. Yeah. Now, if you put it up to my ear or your ear, it sounds like the ocean. Exactly.
And if he can hear the ocean in his arms, guys.
Yes, you can. And guess what? If you put it even closer to your ear, you can hear the shark. You can hear the Jaws theme. And somebody said,
"Oh, Dees loves Jaws. Listen.
Get me out of your arm. Get me out of this man's arm. Help, help."
So it's like some sort of implant that has electricity running through it.
No, it's the blood that's running through it. It just feels that way.
It's like a growth. It's like,
no, this
like
is the blood that you felt.
Okay, so that's just purely a cluster of veins. It's not like an implant or anything.
Oh no. It's not an implant.
Oh, my God. The blood flowing through it, that literally felt like electricity.
That's exactly right. And that's why kids love touching it.
Oh, boy.
My nieces and nephews,
also,
they
like
got a big kick
dick.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Exactly. And it goes all the way to underneath.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
It's exactly. It's right underneath my arm and where it ends, armpit. It's right where
that's
ends.
Fucking brutal.
And sometimes on stage when I talk about it, because, yes, I have a bit about it.
Yeah.
When I talk about it on stage sometimes, for the people in the audience, front of the audience can see it, because I sometimes pull up my shirt sleeve and show it. But in the summer, I try to wear my short sleeves that are pretty long, that covers it up, because I always like explaining it. I'm not ashamed of it. I just always like explaining it.
Right.
And but that's what this is.
Some people are like giggling. I heard giggling Gertrude's like Dees over here.
I can't.
People go, man, what the fuck is wrong with your arm?
Is that like
you should be like, you should be like, holy shit, what is that? What's happening to my arm?
Because this little, I call this my Frankenstein nut bolt.
Okay. My Frankenstein nut
at the end of my arm. Yeah, there's like a little Frankenstein bolt in my in his neck.
You should use bolt,
that?
Not
that's
nut. Frankenstein nut seems like some sort of weird.
I'm into it.
Like people, that's like a bukkake. Like it's just like you put all the nuts together.
Exactly.
Have some sort of Frankenstein nut that came together.
What happened, Jay? From this first one, from my first fistula, when my doctor flattened it, and since it was no longer of any use, and that created this.
Oh, okay.
When he ties shit together. Again, I was knocked out for all this.
Oh, Jesus, I hope.
And so they tied this, did all that, whatever he did. And next thing, and I wake up, and I got this thing that grew later. And I said, what is this, dog? And he told me, he said, that's from this. And I said, well, how can I remove this? This all comes down to a cosmetic thing. And it's like, no, we really don't want to.
All right, we're
arm.
Just going to do about 40 more minutes on fistulas. Then we're going to do about 30 minutes on anal prolapse.
Just one word though. Wrap up with these things are kinky fractures. And sex.
Dude, I think you should you should get on a bus and like just like be all sweaty and shit,
right.
And like just be like sitting there with your arm exposed and be like breathing all weird, like.
Ew.
I know, right?
Right, and then be like make people think that like an alien is straight up in there and see if anybody gets off the bus.
Plus, that way I can keep nobody was sitting next to me.
Yeah,
I should do that next time I'm on Amtrak too. That way I don't want anybody sitting next to me. You know, just do that.
Nah, man. Some people, I would sit next to you.
That's true. For some people, would probably get off and.
I'm gonna help this guy through his alien abduction thing.
Exactly. It's crawling.
Jesus.
All right. Okay, let's move on from the fistula.
Let's go to porn story.
What else is happening with Freddie Walker?
Mm-hmm. Well. Like I said, audition number two. Did I mention that already? Audition number two.
Did I?
So distracting.
Huh?
It's very distracting. People just distracting the fuck out
of me. I'm putting my arm sleeve down now, everybody.
Jesus Christ. Get your shit together.
Freddie, I'm so sorry, man.
That's okay. See, it causes this kind of attention. See why I keep it covered up?
Right, straight up.
Actually, December 13th.
You're staring at me.
December 13th will be my second audition for America's Got Talent in Vegas again.
Nice.
And my first question I was thinking of, thank you. My first question was, by the way, there was only two of us that represented Spokane last year, Michael Glatzmeyer and myself.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And he's going to do it again, too, he said.
Nice.
And you can also do it in different cities, too, I understand. But I'm doing it in Vegas again. And so I was thinking if it would be tacky to say, hey, you know that shooting that just happened on the Strip? I was kind of involved in that. Do I get sympathy points? And
oh, dude, I wouldn't say that.
I know, but some people said it would be tacky.
I wouldn't say that at all.
No, I was just joking. I would not say that I was involved in that shooting. Actually, I can show my fistula. proof. See what happened to me? See what happened to me?
I got blasted all my
exactly. Face. It went right up my fucking arm. The bullet went right up my damn arm. See,
it wiggled a little bit.
What does it take?
It wiggled.
What does it take to get? What does it take to audition for America's Got Talent?
Just go straight to their website, and the website would direct you all the way. If you want to do it in person, you just go through the sign-up procedure. Uh-huh. It'll walk you all through it. In fact, I have my phone.
Well, it's
going to show you like the, and then after you fill out all the paper, it tells you what categories you want to apply as, go as, and then eventually you get a ticket back that says, you get an email ticket back that says you've been confirmed, and then you get another one that comes back and says your ticket number and where it's going to be. Last year was at the Bally's Hotel on the Strip. This year is on a different hotel in Vegas.
So you might not make it into auditions.
Yes, you can.
I mean,
you mean the auditions for TV?
Like if everyone auditions, doesn't necessarily, like if you wanted to audition, not everyone necessarily gets an audition.
Yes, everyone does.
Oh, everyone does.
Now, as far as in front of the celebrity judges, that's a different story.
Right, yeah.
That one means once you go past round one, if you get past round one, anybody can get to round one. And like I said, some you can even submit a tape. Again, you go to the website, which is America's Got Talent, .com, and you go through the procedure and walk you through it on how to send the tape or just sign up the way I'm signing up to do it in person. Once you and when I was there last year, for instance, I was with the. And what they do, they put you in groups, and they took us into this room. And it's like one of the producers of the show or someone connected to the show. I heard it was a producer. And what it was in my group, there was only one other comedian, 15-year-old kid from Phoenix. He was actually very funny, not in a cute way. He was actually funny,
yeah.
Talking about what it's like to be 15 years old, et cetera, et cetera. And his stuff was really legitimately funny. Now, I know they love kids and stuff. I thought for sure he was going to make it.
Did he touch the fistula?
No, he didn't. No one knew I had it. I did not show it. And the rest were singers. And so she told everybody, since it's just two comedians, that we faced our group, as they would be our audience. And I kept looking at her at the corner of my eye. It was a 90-second audition.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And for me, that's nothing. I threw 10 one-liners at her.
Yeah, that's...
And at the end, I looked at her and said, how am I doing on time? She said, you're good. And I did a little quick bit about Sweet Daddy Cornbread, which I probably shouldn't have. And yeah, baby.
You're like, yeah, that little extra bit is just for you, baby.
Exactly. And and then they'll let you know, because they'll tell you that they're going to let you know if you make it to the next round, which is to face the celebrity judges. Mm. Now, Preacher Losser would be at
Spokane Comedy Club,
The 20th and the 21st this week. He's a friend of mine. I remember when he started in Portland. I used to give him rides home. In fact, we lived in the same part of Portland before he moved to Florida. And then from there, into L.A. I suppose he didn't probably audition the normal way. He probably sent a tape in or whatever. But if you saw his audition tape, which is on YouTube, so I saw it, they liked him so much, celebrity judges, that they asked him to do more time.
Cool.
And once they was asking him, she was talking to the audience while he was on stage. She was the hostess was asking... you have a girlfriend and stuff, like as if she was like hitting on him and stuff. I said, shit, for her, I would have dropped the girlfriend in a heartbeat, baby. I said, you a supermodel? You Tyra Banks? Hell yeah. No, I don't have a girlfriend. Why? How much money you got, baby?
Right. What's up, dude? Exactly. Bobby Dinner tonight?
What's up? You know, exactly. Yeah. What are you doing after this audition?
Shit.
You know?
My girlfriend works at Taco Bell. What's
exactly.
She doing?
You want to feel my fistula?
No, my God.
Fuck yeah, she does.
Freddie,
let's be real. There's only one way to feel a fistula.
Freddie, I want to do something here. Exactly. We're gonna try something here.
Okay.
You have what I'm gonna call a persona known as Sweet Daddy Cornbread.
Yes, I do.
Sweet Daddy Cornbread. Do you have a background history? Little quick history you could tell us about?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I lost my...
Freddie's sitting to the side. We're letting Sweet Daddy Cornbread take
Can you hear me now? I lost my voice.
Oh, we can hear you.
You're good.
Oh, you can hear me?
We got you.
Okay, because I couldn't hear myself in the headphones. My daddy is...
Sweet Daddy Cornbread?
My daddy is sweet... actually, he's Sweet Tea Honey Roll. my mother is Sweet Mama Flapjack. My brother is Sugar Pie. He's a little different.
Flapjack?
Sweet Mama Flapjack.
I bet.
My sister is Ham Hocks Muffin. She's a weird one.
Okay.
Someday I hope to have a son. I will name him Sweet Daddy Cornbread Jr. III. you know, with the name Last Week Dead at Cornbread, people have asked me, you know, am I like, am I wanted by the law?
That's the first question.
Exactly, right? Well, let's just say I can't be seen in banks and post offices right now, okay? Am I a vegetarian? Was I an English major? I said, no, but I was an American captain in the U.S. Air Force. And that's a joke, really, because actually I was a staff sergeant. And when people call me colorful, ask me if I lived a colorful life, I said, that's racist. However, yes, I have. One of my jobs, I was a tour guide at the Pentagon in my Air Force days. And I've written a book about it. It's called This Way, Please. And I tell people at the end of my show, I'll be signing copies in the alley. And they say, why in the alley? I say, because I'm an enigma, but don't you call me one.
All right, Sweet Daddy Cornbread, I wanna try something here, okay?
All right.
So I need you to hang in here with me. Sweet Daddy Cornbread is in studio.
Go ahead, baby.
There's a song.
All right.
That I think Sweet Daddy Cornbread probably knows.
It's Barry White.
It's close to Barry White. It's
Barry Manilow.
Barry White. It's no. This is a little song by a gentleman known as Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh yes, Teddy P.
So this is a song.
Come and go with me.
One of my favorite songs. Called Turn Off the Lights.
Ooh, Turn Off the Lights, baby.
So here's what I want to do. I have this theory.
Uh-huh.
And we're just going to list a little bit of the song.
Fight
and with- then we will, then we'll, I'll explain what we're going to do here. But this is just a little bit of a song. It's called Turn Off the Lights. I feel like no one else knows this song but Freddie and I probably.
I know a lot of Teddy P.
Is
baby.
It Turn Off the Lights and then parentheses so you can't see my fistula?
No.
That part would be a fistula.
Well, I just need you guys to listen to the lyrics for a second, though.
Turn off the lights.
Hold on.
Light a candle. Yes.
Just let it ride for a second.
Tonight I'm in a romantic mood.
Settle down, Ron.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah.
Let's take a shower.
Shower my fistula.
Here's what I want to do with this song, though. Wash your body.
Woo.
You wash my fistula.
Oh, rub me down.
Oh my god.
Some hot oil, baby.
And I do love baby oil.
Okay. Wait, why you got oil in the shower? That's weird.
No, it's not. It's kinky.
I think they're out of the shower and then it was just a wasted
shower. Hold on.
I just use shampoo.
Turn off the lights. So here's what I'm gonna say. This song, I've always theorized that this song, you can do anything. This song just defines, like, you can do anything to a woman as long as you followed up with and light a candle.
Exactly.
Like, he talked about the worst, most, like, disgusting sexual acts, and then he's like, baby, I will prolapse your anus and light a candle. And, like, and then it's, like, sexy again.
Exactly.
Right?
And let the candle wax hit her on her butt.
So I'm going to restart this. I'm going to restart this, Sweet Daddy Cornbread. And I want Sweet Daddy Cornbread's version of Turn Off the Lights. You tell me what you would do to this girl, and then you would turn off the lights to make it sexy again.
Is anyone kind of annoyed that he took a shower and then got covered in oil?
That was weird. Me out too, Jay.
Like, reverse your order.
All right, Sweet Daddy Cornbread, you take it away whenever you want. Just remember, you got to light a candle at the end.
Well, you know, when I was in Europe, when I introduced people to this song, this song is from the album Teddy, by the way. My favorite song on this album is called Come Go With Me, which is really sexy. It's a 5-minute rap in which he gets to get a lady to change her mind and go home with her in 5 minutes, baby. That's power. That's that sexiness.
What's up, dude?
And so in Turn Off the Lights, you know, we take a shower, and I introduced that baby oil to Europeans. They thought it was like nasty. Saying baby oil. I said, no, baby, it's slick. It's greasy. You know, we'd be slashing all across each other and just, you know, get greasy. And they thought it was
kinky. If you got laid saying greasy, man, you're the dude.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm telling you, those Europeans, you know, they taught me some tricks and I thought there's some tricks. And of course, do anything you want, you know. Like, you know, eating, like sucking on armpit hair.
What?
Exactly. Sticking your tongue in their ear. But, you know, when you finish it all with a hot kettle.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
You said suck it all off in here. We're like,
Exactly. Let's put it this way. I had to go to the dentist.
You're like, no, kissing on her ear.
I had to go to the dentist. I had to go to the dentist a lot for haircuts. But yeah. They were pretty open to just about everything. Like I said, they taught me some tricks. And I introduced them to a lot of sexy R&B, like Barry Manilow, Barry White, and, of course, Teddy P. Like this song and this whole album. And just about anything about him. Like Come Go With Me. I told you about that one earlier. Close the Door. That's from his album ahead of this. Close the Baby. Close the Door, Baby. See, that precedes turning off the lights. You just got to close the door first. And he tells you everything he's going to do after he closes the door.
Then what happens?
And then, of course, at that point, you're going to need a candle so you can have some light in the room. You know, unless it's unless it's an interracial thing, in which case, if you got a Caucasian, which most Europeans are, you know, the light reflects off her body. You know, so it's not completely dark after all. But again, that candle in the window, in the corner, somewhere in the room, you know,
poetry,
exactly, and especially if it's scented, you know,
right.
And depending on the right scent, I could tell you, I didn't realize they made a pea scent.
Did you say pee?
Yes, pee.
Urination.
Oh,
urination.
Okay. I was hoping like the sweet pee.
Wrong.
Well, it was sweet. The smell of it was sweet afterwards. When you mix you mix pee, the smell of pee and baby oil, it's quite an aphrodisiac.
This whole episode is just like being grossed out.
It's quite the aphrodisiac, baby.
And then you light a candle.
And then you light a candle. Turn them off, baby.
Turn them off.
Turn them off. She says that preacher comes out. That preacher, that sermon. Turn it off.
You know what the funniest thing about Teddy Pendergrass? Thanks, sweet daddy cornbread. The funniest thing about Teddy Pendergrass is he actually was crippled.
Yep.
And turned into a paraplegic when he got into a car accident while driving in LA while getting head from a tranny.
Are you
exactly.
serious?
Yeah. He's not kidding.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This happened in 82, around 82.
The sad, but
I can't even tell you what year fucking President Obama got elected.
You know, you know what? I was in Europe then. I was in
it was 82.
82.
He was crippled in 82.
Yeah, 82, because he put an album out afterwards. He remade a Barry Manilow song. This song's for you.
Yeah.
That was his album that came out after the accident. And you could feel the soul wasn't in his voice as much anymore. The pain and the agony of what he had succumbed to and what had happened, it was really reflected in his music. And I say that because, and I know the year, because I went to Europe in 1981. And this happened in 82, and he had an album out right after Teddy, which again had that good soulful Teddy, you know, sound and great ballads. And then after the next thing, you know, the accident, and then that song.
I'm kind of imagining the singer being a paraplegic while he's singing this song, and him just wheeling into the room.
The funny thing is, he actually still did concerts afterwards. And it's really it's sad / funny, but he goes out there and he tries to like do moves in the wheelchair and he's singing
like
stuff.
Grinding
and he like spins in it and sings. You're like, this is not.
But you know what, D?
I feel like this is
somebody's into it.
It was hard to beat off.
Actually, but you know what, D? I actually taught a guy in a wheelchair how to dance using his upper body strength. Because this disco I used to go to in Germany, Cologne to be exact, this guy liked the way I was dancing. I was watching me, and then he told me one point, could I teach him some stuff or whatever? And next thing I know, one night some folks brought him out on the dance floor, and so I was like, okay, now it's time to put up or shut up. And I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
You said that to the crippled person?
No, I'm saying it to myself.
Listen,
me.
Christopher Reeve.
Exactly.
If you want to dance, you better get your ass up and dance like a man.
He's only got one worm, one move, the worm.
Exactly. That's what I was saying to myself. It's put up or shut up time. And so I was twirling him around and showing him stuff. I said, dude. And I actually was, you know, got down on my knees sort of to get to his level and was showing him stuff to do with his hands. and his upper body strength,
yeah,
and to still be able to move to the music and have a good time. You can actually see somebody how to dance in a wheelchair.
All right,
can I interject a little bit here, Freddie?
Go ahead.
I actually kind of dated this girl that was in a wheelchair for a little bit.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and like we used to dance all the time. It was really fun.
I bet sex was great in a wheelchair too, right? You ever try that?
Not in the wheelchair, but on her bed.
Okay. So you're dancing in the wheelchair. So you see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, no, straight up. It was really fun. It was like,
oops.
I don't know. It was like a little bit heartwarming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like, it sucks that sometimes people get hit by cars or whatever and they can't dance anymore.
Exactly.
Or they're getting a blowjob from a tranny.
That's what sucks about it. It sucks that they can't dance anymore.
But see, like I said.
But it's like they can. That's the beauty of life.
You still have your upper body.
Right.
And you can use your hands, your upper body. It's still operating and functioning, so you can use that. Like, for instance, at my age now, I don't have the stamina that I used to have on a dance floor. I can be out there for hours. So, you know, when I get tired, what I do, I sit down. I can still react to the music and have a good time using my hands and from here on up.
I always have a good time using my hands, too.
Music's universal, you know. Dancing is really important.
Dancing is universal, exactly.
It's like a great way to, like, make
your
body
feel good. And I was so impressed
with
that guy in the wheelchair. He actually began to show him some stuff because he had been watching me. And it's like, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, I don't want to hurt his feelings. What can I do? And what can I? So it was totally improv. And he brought him out on the floor.
For the All Dance episode, we'll find him and get him on the show. So get that guy here and dance it off. So, all right, guys, we are going to get into the news here in a second. But I think, Jay, how much news do you got? Little, lot, medium?
I'm going to say more on the less in the fact that I was unconscious most of the day.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Jay's
on the Drudge Report right now, just like trying to troll articles.
All right, in that case, we are going to play a game.
Donald Trump was mean to people.
Yeah.
Again.
The news with Jay.
There are problems in the world.
Fried chicken all over my studio now.
Hey, bro. Half of that's baked chicken.
All right. Okay. So, hold on, I'm going to adjust my screen.
But to answer your question, Trash, earlier about chicken, the fried chicken y'all were
passing
around.
Okay, I did find a great story.
What's up with that chicken?
I had dinner, thank you.
I guess a great story is a wrong
one. Okay, all right, guys. So we played a game the other week where we were guessing theme songs of shows.
Okay.
We're going to play this again, but we're going to do an all cartoon version.
Great.
Cool.
Okay, so the rules are... If you know the name of this the show that the theme song comes from, just say your name. So it's like, Traz, just call it your name. First one to call it their name gets a shot at guessing what it is.
Oh, I thought we got a shot.
Okay.
Huh? All right. You guys.
Dang it.
Traz, tequila.
Are you guys ready? Jay?
Yep. Do it.
Ronnie?
Yep.
Ready?
Sure. Just give it a shot.
All right, just call out your name if you think you know what it is. And we will.
Traz, DuckTales.
Do you? Oh,
all right, Traz.
Yep.
Good job, Traz.
Also, I cheated on that one. I could see Deesa's screen.
Oh, you bastard.
Did you? You son of a bitch.
It's not even real.
Stop looking.
I can't help it.
I didn't watch that one.
Can you still see it? Hold on, I'm going to turn this.
I didn't watch that one much, so...
That was a good one.
Disney's. Don't be cheating.
No, I'm not. I'm looking right at you, Ronnie.
Good.
Disney's.
This whole game.
Okay, here's going to be, here's an interesting one. I'll see who will.
Hey, does that point still count, though?
No, fuck no.
What? You're kind of mean here.
All right.
I'm glad I'm leaving.
This video contains fantasy and special effects.
Well, hold on. Okay. I'm gonna try and jump all generations, give all sorts of ages here, but this one, we'll see if anyone can get this bad boy here in just a second. Just wait for these. I need to get YouTube with no ads.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh, nice. How much does it cost?
I'm not sure, but I think they want a subscription.
Yeah, I'm sure. Everyone's trying to juice you. You know, it was like $10 a month.
Probably something like that. Okay, here you go, guys. Here you go.
Previously on X-Men.
Oh, fuck.
X-Men, Charles,
yep,
X-Men.
Yep, that one.
God damn it.
That's cool.
God damn it.
I technically won that round.
No.
Nobody else said their name first.
Previously on X-Men. I never saw the X-Men cartoon, by the way.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And
the Spider-Man from that same generation.
What's your favorite X-Men?
You mean movie or?
No, like the character. Or character? Favorite X-Men character.
Okay.
You know, I actually don't have a favorite, Jay. I like a lot of them, really.
All right, you guys ready?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, Looney
Freddy.
Tunes?
That's
you,
Looney Tunes.
You got to call out your name. Let me call you. All right. Jay, I heard Jay first. Though.
Okay.
Looney Tunes?
Jay just cheated. Yeah. Freddy shouted that shit out.
Looney Tunes. It's Looney Tunes.
Oh,
you got
my
it.
God, I got one.
Just call your name, and I'll call on you if you
sorry.
Got it. Okay,
see,
no,
see,
that's all right. Just throw your name out there, and we'll get you. Okay, we're going to, let's see.
Dun, 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 and that's all, folks.
All right.
What's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc?
You guys ready for the next one? Hold on.
He-Man Traz.
You gotta call your name, dude. Well, you're really bad at this.
No, my name is He-Man.
Jesus.
And the show is called Traz.
There you go. There you go.
Dude, I'm sorry you stopped putting all these rules on us, man. We're just loose. We want to shout shit out. We've been drinking.
No, your name. Oh. I need your name.
God damn it.
Your name or it doesn't count.
Oh. He-Man.
I always loved that. I always thought there was a gay connotation on there somewhere.
Definitely. That is kind of right. Redundant. Yeah.
He-Man. Exactly. Yeah. Talking about.
Have you ever seen the old cartoon?
Yes.
Sounds very homoerotic.
Exactly. Very homoerotic. That's the first thing
right.
I thought too was.
Next.
Yeah. He-Man. Come on.
Next one, guys.
Let's do it.
Can you try not to
call
blow
out your
it in
name.
The first couple seconds this time? Oh, Traz.
Transformers.
Jay fucked up. She's her name.
Damn it.
See, I'm smoking, you fools.
You're really bad at this.
I feel like you're really bad at this. Every single one of your songs has had the name of the show.
We'll
in like
call
the first
out your name.
Seconds.
We'll call out your name, and it's really easy. Let's see.
He's not talking to me because I'm winning. He's talking to you, too. Three.
Actually, you're tied with Jay for 1 point each.
What? Dude, I got DuckTales. I got X-Men.
You cheated on DuckTales.
I'm taking that one still, but
no.
I got all the other ones.
You don't, I didn't write
even.
It down.
These are all the cartoons I did not watch, really.
Oh, man. Where are we going to go from here?
Ooh, Stu Tailspin.
Oh, sure.
Hanna-Barbera. Hanna-Barbera. Did you guys ever watch the original Johnny Quest?
Yeah, dude. That shit was good,
only
man.
Only one season. Not the one that came out in the 90s. That's the
remake. I watched both. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, the original's better. I heard Robert Rodriguez is supposed to be doing a live action version of Johnny Quest. I figure if Rodriguez is doing it, it's going to be tight.
Straight up, dude. That sounds really good, man.
That's what I'm saying, too. Can you believe it? He was the only cartoon I was actually jealous of. I was a kid growing up jealous of him because
he's pimping, dude. He's like rich and fucking good looking.
Exactly.
He's like going on international tours.
And he had Haji.
Right. He's got his like own little sidekick and shit.
His little sidekick. And then got to play with the most fanciest toys his daddy created.
Right.
The underwater thing.
Bitches. He got
sweaters
and shit.
Exactly. The hovercraft thing.
Right.
He's flying around on a jet pack, going all around the world. This 10-year-old kid, and of course he had this He-Man bodyguard race.
Yeah,
they never
dude.
Explained the relationship between him and Dr. Quest. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they're both his dad.
I think we knew.
Exactly.
I think Race was actually his dad. All right, next.
That's crazy.
Really a cool cartoon.
Straight up,
I was jealous of this cartoon.
Right? He's like, dude, my henchman will beat the fuck out of you.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, Hodge. Next song. We're moving on.
Hodge is changing the oil on my fucking hoverboard.
Exactly. I would high five you if I was close enough. Excuse me, Roddy.
All right.
That shit was funny. That's true. He's changing the oracle of my hovercraft.
All right. Moving on. Next song. Get it together.
Sullivan.
Get it together over there.
Scene, Sullivan.
All right. You guys ready?
Uh-huh.
Sullivan.
Oh, come on.
We're ruining this game. I love it. Yo, put on a Johnny Quest theme song.
Exactly. JQ, baby.
All right,
JQ.
Hold it together. We got another 20 minutes. We got news still. Hold your shit together. Jesus
okay.
Christ.
Just sprint.
Freddy. Batman.
You got it.
1992,
oh,
baby.
Oh, yeah.
Freddy nailed
Dark
it.
Knight, 1992, baby.
That's
Steven
it.
Spielberg, Amblin Productions, Fox Channel. It
Holy
came
shit.
On. 1992.
Damn.
Preceded by... By the way, the Animaniacs. I hope you have their.
Oh, yeah, that was a good show.
Oh, I love their theme song. Because I always at the end of the song, they always had a word that rhymed with something. Remember?
Huh.
Oh, Animaniacs. You have their theme song? You should play it all the way out if you have it.
Oh,
and then Tiny Toons theme song? We're tiny. We're toony. We're all of the loony. And then this cartoony, we're invading your TV. Exactly. Remember? I love Tiny Toons. again from the 90s. Another Steven Spielberg Amblin production.
Really?
Warner Brothers.
Wow, Steven Spielberg was busy in the 90s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he's always busy, as you know. Amblin production.
I don't
He's still making movies through Amblin productions.
Steven Spielberg's still alive?
That's his cool.
One.
Yeah.
We're doing one more,
did you ask if Steven Spielberg was still alive?
Yeah, he still is.
Yeah, I thought he died after Jaws.
What?
He's, what's this movie coming out? Next, this recent movie coming out? His last movie was BFG, which I said I said BFD.
Right.
You know?
What did BFD stand for?
BFD?
BFD?
Oh, I'm glad
Big fucking deal. Big fucking deal.
Big fucking deal.
And BFG was big
big friendly giant.
Big friendly giant. Yeah. I'm sorry, it wasn't fucking.
I just feel like using that, like, that's not great.
What, BFD?
No, BFG, like, because everybody's going to make up stupid offensive shit about that.
All right. This is going to be for all the Marvels, and we're moving on to the news.
Oh, Marvel.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Jay.
Yes.
Futurama.
Jay.
Yes, Futurama.
Right, got
Jay.
It.
Jay wins.
I didn't even wait. I holy
you
shit.
You just went. I said for all the Marvels. That's it.
Oh my god. I feel like a princess.
All right. Okay. Hold on.
I got stiffs to tack a beard.
You found out some news in the last 10 minutes?
Yeah, I should have been doing that in the bathroom.
No, that's all right. You were trying not to Whitney Houston yourself.
That's true.
All right, let's get into the news.
Time for the consensual news with Jay. She's going to tell you what's going on in the world today. Propaganda time, so let's fist pump. Celebrity in sports and Donald Trump. Jay wants old people gone. And this is the end to her new song.
All right, Jay.
That's beautiful.
I know. I have such a good singing voice. It was totally me that sang that. Okay, so back in December of 2014, there was this teenage girl named Jessica Chambers who went out in her pajama pants to go clean her car. Totally normal thing to do. And then she just, like, disappeared. And then later that night, firefighters found her. She had been... Somebody doused her in gasoline and set her on fire, which is pretty fucked up. Like, you're just trying to clean your car. Yeah, and then somebody's like, gasoline!
Seems like a disproportionate response.
It does. Like, it's rude. So anyways, somebody doused her in gasoline, set her on fire, and they have been trying to figure out who done it. They arrested a fellow... But they just today declared it a mistrial.
You're kidding.
Yep. I mean, I guess maybe they just didn't have enough evidence or
was
whatnot.
Was it a conservative judge?
Wait, why? How? So
a mistrial?
A mistrial. Yeah. So
why? What was the reason? What's the?
Let's see here. Sorry.
She wasn't burned
let
enough.
Let me read the article.
She wasn't burned enough.
Well, I mean, you can.
Well, shoot. I mean, you third-degree burns on 90% of her body.
I mean, she was healed or something.
But, I mean, you can pull anyone in and arrest him for what's it? What? Like, there has to be some evidence. About
okay.
Why was he?
Thing they found her. Well, she was actually still alive when they found her. She just had like burns all over her body, and she said Eric set me on fire. Didn't give a last name, you know, she probably shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But she did say Eric, and so they arrested some dude named Eric, but I don't think they had any.
That seems like pretty shoddy police work. I don't think that's
your name?
Is your name Eric?
They pulled over some poor asshole named Eric.
We've been looking for an Eric.
First guy right after.
Zach, what's your name? Yeah. Eric?
Oh shit, we got you, boy. Fuck.
And of course, how did Eric spell his name? E-R-I-K? E-R-I-C? E-R-I-C-K? E-R-I-K-E?
I don't think while she was burning, she was like, which form of Eric do you use so I can tell the police?
No, I'm talking about the shoddy police work.
Can we get a last name? She's like, no, I'm just going to tell you to properly spell his first name.
A-R-I-C double C.
Exactly. So many choices.
Give us some details.
So little time.
What happened?
So little time.
So after her death, he deleted this Eric fellow. Yeah, she died.
Bummer.
What?
Yeah, dude, she got set on fire with gasoline.
Wait, hold on.
What do you think happened?
I don't know. I thought she lived.
So, okay. I thought you said she lived.
She lived for a little bit. She lived for like a couple hours, at which point she was like, Eric set me on fire.
Damn.
And then I think she like died immediately. Like, it was kind of cool that she was able to give those like parting words.
Yeah, those are great.
Why did you
pick
this story? This is a comedy podcast.
We're still laughing.
Okay, hold on. No,
Well, we can inject some humor into this.
I need the details here.
Okay, So after her death, Eric Tellis is the name of the main suspect. He deleted all of his communication with her because they had known each other. Exactly. And he apparently had been arrested
for lighting people on fire in the past.
In the past, exactly.
For using the debit card of a woman, of another woman who was murdered. So that's like kind of suspicious.
How was the other person murdered?
And he always smelled like gasoline and fire.
Not specified on this.
Okay.
Eric, why you all smell like burned hair?
So now it's a mistrial because I guess there was insufficient evidence.
Dude, you smell like burnt corpse.
Just like what led up to that? So like you go out in your PJs to clean your car. At what, like what would have to escalate to like somebody lighting you on fire?
Well, I mean,
well, if it was a Klansman burning a cross on my front yard, I could see how that escalated.
No, she was like a white cheerleader girl,
right?
Like that's her.
But is she hot? I don't want to see the before picture.
Can I see the before picture?
She was cute. She was really cute.
Yeah, she was. You know, she's blonde, blue-eyed, baby. She was definitely hot.
Right. She's not my favorite.
And hot, literally, afterwards, too.
No. Oh, God, dude.
She was smoking.
Woo! Wow.
Jesus Christ.
She was burning hot, baby. Oh, she was smoking. God, let's put it this way. She was darker than me afterwards. I go for that dark meat, baby.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Okay, I'll lighten it up a little bit.
Okay, let's...
smoking!
That is...
All right, guys.
Today's word is smoking.
So, earlier today...
With the candle, turn off the lights, baby.
Yeah, she was...
Earlier today in Auburn...
She was a mother of four. That's no big deal.
Exactly, at 14 years old. Okay. That was normal back then.
What? Wait, she was 14?
No, see? I think she was like 16. She was a
Earlier today in Auburn,
a 3-year-old girl and her family, they were enjoying some ice cream at this creamery called Brewster's. When she stepped onto an unsecured lid of a grease pit behind the shop and fell inside and did drown in some grease. Maybe I should
wait,
have gone with the
greasy
story.
How many are? Is this just the lots of young girls killed in weird ways too soon? Like
greasy.
How
see, did, we come back to greasy.
Why?
Greasy dark meat.
You know, first off, why do you have a big old pit of like a vat of unsecured grease?
That
that's
happens
dangerous.
A lot, actually, right?
Does
that's,
it? Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
So, yeah, they found her 5 minutes later, and they were like, oh, no.
How?
Damn, well, we only got here a couple minutes earlier.
How, yeah. How do you...
Exactly. Could have fried my chicken.
That's going to be the worst way
free.
To go, though.
Well, it wasn't hot grease, though. Like, originally,
well, right,
when I looked
right.
at the article, it was like, girl fell into grease pit, and
yeah.
I was like,
well,
oh,
I mean,
no.
Just imagine, like, so when I was a kid... Like, I was led to believe that, like, quicksand was going to be a much bigger problem in my life than it ever actually was. You know, like, they were, like, quicksand was everywhere as far as I was concerned.
Yeah,
like, that
terrifying.
Was a thing that was for sure I was going to die from.
So
like,
you were
like,
in
quick,
an area
like,
with quicksand?
Quicksands and, like, anvils falling from the sky were two things that, like, I was led to believe by TV were going to be my demise. And I only imagine this was like a slow death because you don't, you like fall like slowly and you like,
is, yeah,
you can't really
thick,
get out of
like,
it because it's
oh.
so thick. Yeah, it's thick.
But Deuce, it's not the worst death. I used to live on Long Lake with my parents and there, and there was this giant sewer plant like a couple miles up the river. Ooh. And there was this
sewer.
Worker who was on top of it doing some maintenance. When the sewage plant exploded and he fell into the raw sewage drowned in the raw sewage. And then all of it, including the sewage and the body, then flowed into the river.
And that's how we got Swamp Thing. He's like a superhero.
Swamp
like,
Thing,
yeah.
exactly.
No, I think that is the worst death.
Actually,
like, because you're like, it's gross. And I'm like, it's gross. It's painful. Like dying, ew. But like.
You're right, Jay. Because I saw that as a kid in a scary movie type thing. And the guy was caught up in the... in the sewer. In
you
the
saw
sewage.
A movie about somebody drowning in sewage?
He was something similar to that. He was caught up in the garbage in the sewer.
Okay.
And the garbage truck came along and, you know, scooped it all up. And he was caught up in that and he went through the garbage cans, you know, mechanical.
Like the compactor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and he couldn't. Oh, no. And he was trying to, you know, signal help, you know. As a kid, I was like about 6-7 years old, and I saw this. That was very scary to me. And it goes a gross way of dying. But yeah, I actually saw that in the movie.
That happened to Master Shredder, too.
Yeah, too.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, at the end of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Master Shredder?
Master Shredder. Yeah. Great title, right?
Ooh, that's his name. It's that's
it's really?
The Rokosaki. Is your mic dead?
Really?
Yo, me?
Excuse me, really?
Can we hear you?
Yeah.
Wow.
No. Yeah, you ever seen the Ninja Turtles movie? Like the first one? Like
which
Casey
one?
Jones, April O'Neil, the first Ninja Turtles. It was like the puppet ones.
No, I never saw any of their movies. That's why.
Oh, okay. Dude, that's a badass movie, man.
It just never held my interest. Strangely enough, as much as I love weird shit, you know.
Maybe
what I'm saying?
Like the other one that had had Vanilla Ice in it.
Jeez, okay.
Okay, so another story,
we're
guys.
We're not doing that anymore.
Another story that happened. So passengers on board a plane from Air Asia, they were flying from Perth
you
to Bali.
You read that today? Yes, I read that.
From Perth to Bali, they are criticizing the flight crew because the plane dropped. I don't know why, but it dropped 20,000 feet,
just like that in a few minutes. They had to.
Is your news article about a bad Yelp review?
Probably, but they were criticizing the staff for screaming, and it's like, you know what?
First.
Fuck you!
Like, would you scream?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Like,
the human
like,
beings.
It was really unprofessional how the staff was screaming. It's like
screaming, scaring us. They're like, scaring us. We're all gonna die.
I do this every day of my life. We're all gonna die.
We're all gonna die. Confession. Confession.
Boo, poor form.
I don't care how.
Confession. Confession. I have sex with candles.
It doesn't matter how much training you have. If you're in a plane and it starts falling through the
exactly.
air, you're gonna scream.
Listen, if the pilot starts running up and down the aisle just grabbing people, be like, what do we do?
Like, what do we
I
do?
Feel like that's a little different.
Exactly.
But
well, they had to drop that quickly, D, because of the pressurization problem. That was a leaky valve or something. So they had to drop quickly. Otherwise, everybody, including the pilots, would probably, you know, would have suffocated, but they had to drop quickly, and that was legal and safe, believe it or not.
Yeah, just
but just you know, passengers,
pretty fast.
And, but the passengers, it's like we're crashing,
dude. All those passengers are jaded as fuck, dude.
Yeah. No, the passengers actually, some of them were actually saying their goodbyes and stuff. But yeah, they were giving the crew, I think, shit afterwards.
Right?
Really.
You know, here's the deal.
This mom looks at her daughter and is like, "Hey, baby, we're gonna die. Don't be a little bitch like the fucking crew over here."
You know what? Somebody
be brave, baby.
Somebody called their wife and be like, "You know what? My plane's going down." Or some lady like called her husband, and be like, "You know what? The baby's not actually yours. I just wanted you to know that." Yeah. And then they land and they're like,
awkward.
Oh, shit.
I bet a pregnant woman
but
probably
guess,
gave birth just like that.
This budget flight company, which already
Air
sounds
Asia.
Like a
budget flight
company.
We're a budget flight company.
So
come maybe land with us.
They exactly. have been accused of similar behavior
yes,
this past year. Which, first off, I think screaming if the plane is falling out of the air, I think that's fine.
That's reasonable.
But I think that's reasonable. But I guess back in June, the pilot got onto the microphone and told passengers to pray after they...
to pray after
they discovered a technical issue. like,
wow.
You better pray. Like, that was...
You know, he borrowed that from the... by the way, he borrowed that from the Delta CEO, who was a religious man years ago when Delta was facing Chapter 11. And that's what he said. All employees should pray for the airline. So I think he borrowed that from the book. Of course, he was ousted.
I think he was you better pray because we're all going to fucking die.
We're
going to
die.
Okay, any exactly. gods you know of.
That's
do we have a mechanic on the flight?
Is this an international flight? I'm trying to get all my bases covered with the gods and shit.
You know what?
Y'all better pray.
You know, I got that thing about Sweet Daddy Cornbread as a pilot. And he was saying to the crew, I mean, saying to everybody on the jet, he said, "You all heard of the expression, God is my co-pilot." Well, that's who's flying the jet with me, because my pilot assistant had a heart attack. And keeping with airline policy, God would answer all prayers for a small fee.
All right, Jay, anything else?
Yeah.
Cost extra for prayers over 50 pounds.
Oh, my God. Nah, I'm sorry.
Words.
I kind of failed today. I'm just
all right.
Boozy wreck.
Okay. All right, guys.
Oh, that's those another name. Stories. That's the name for your next autobiography.
Boozy wreck.
Boozy day, seduced by the laughter. Boozy all right. day.
Guys.
What's up?
We've come to the... end of the show. This is the part of the show where we go around and say nice things about each other. We end every show like this. For those of you who don't know, Ronnie, this is we go end every show this way. I think Freddie, last time you're here, we did this too. So,
best part.
All right. I'll start as per usual. Jay, can I see your wine?
Yes.
I just want to drink some.
I want to say something nice about this wine. Bernard Griffin, you did a great job. This is an excellent blend.
All right. I'm going to do a group one for Traz and Jay.
Okay.
I had a great time last night hanging out with the social hour crew. I got way too drunk and did some irresponsible things, but that's okay.
Traz did not overserve you.
Nope.
I got hammered. And whatever. It happens. It was a good time. Yeah, I think it's too bad you're leaving because we don't get to do that much anymore. But we had some good times. So
hey, I'm coming back, you guys.
No, he's not dead.
I know, I just mean for a while. Yeah. So
who's leaving?
It's me.
Traz is.
Where are you
a
going?
Couple weeks.
I've gone on an adventure, starting off in San Francisco, make my way down to New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah.
Both places I live. Well, I've been to New Orleans a lot of times. I lived in San Francisco.
Oh, hit me up.
Both places you're going to love.
Yeah, let me know about that.
Tell them all about it after the show.
After the show.
We're rude to this shit. Sorry, bro.
Ronnie, thank you for coming and hanging out.
Thank you.
Come again sometime.
That's not really a compliment.
I wasn't done.
Thank you for being here.
I wasn't done. I was just thanking her for being here. Ronnie, one of my favorite people. I love you dearly. You're like the daughter I never wanted. I keep doing comedy. Keep doing stuff. I think you're great, and I love every time I get to hang out with you. Freddie, same to you. I love every time I get to hang out with you, and you're like the daughter I never wanted. All the same. I like when you come to the club. I think you're really great, and I think it's a better it's always better when you're there. You're one of the people that help make it a more fun night always. So I'm always happy when you're there.
Well, thank you. I'll be there this Wednesday.
Perfect. All right. Traz?
Yeah, all right, cool. Ronnie, we only met one time when we were hanging out in the summer, and I appreciated that time. And right now it was really fun. I appreciated that you had some chicken with me.
Yes.
I think that's really cool. And I don't really know you that well, but I fucking love you. Like, we can hang out anytime you want.
Yeah, hell
yeah. Yeah. Freddie, likewise. You're the fucking man, dude. I love your attitude. I love your disposition. I love your smile. I think you got a lot going on. Yeah. Your fistula, dude. You taught me a new word tonight. Fistula. Fistula. I've been talking about that shit all the time now. dude, you're the fucking man. I've seen you perform comedy before. Your one-liners are fucking fire.
I think you're
going to kill it on America's Got Talent. I think you should show him your fistula, straight up, dude. Not even joking. That's a part of you, man. It's like just be 100% authentically you, and 100% authentically you is some fistula action. So just get on there, fucking make him laugh, make him smile. Fistula.
Fistula.
Jay.
Hey, babe.
What's up?
Hey.
Is your fiance listening to this shit?
What's that?
Your fiance, does he listen to this podcast?
Oh, never.
Okay, cool. since I'm getting out of here, I'm just going to say this. I think you're really hot. I would super do you.
I'm super bummed we never banged.
I know, right? It's horrible, but...
Did you say mad or glad?
I said I'm super mad we never banged.
Yeah. They never banged.
Hey, I'm going to come back 6 to 8 months after your celibacy period's
Yay!
Over. So,
okay.
I assume you'll be like looking for it at that point.
Absolutely. Hit me up.
Deez?
Yes, sir.
I enjoyed hanging out last night, too.
Thanks.
I'm just joking. You're the man, dude. Man, this whole podcast is because of you. So much comedy and like cool stuff in Spokane is because of you. The Riddler Sunday night, like, we fucking changed Spokane. We made it a better place on Sunday nights.
Absolutely.
And it's like, you're the fucking man, dude. Keep doing that. Keep making things happen.
Thank you. I will. Until I keel over of a massive pulmonary embolism in like the next 8 months.
So. Yeah, 6 to 8 months.
Just carry the torch after I leave. Ronnie?
Oh,
hold
God.
On. You gotta.
This is working? It's better? It's happening? It's not working?
Hello.
You want to kill someone?
Hello. Hello.
Alright. Is it my time to shine right now?
Oh, yeah.
Go, girl.
Traz, you gave me chicken, and I'll never forget that about you. I hope that you give everyone chicken you meet in your life, because that's the quickest way to anyone's heart. Deez, you're my comedy dad forever.
Yay.
And you're the dad that I've always wanted, so fuck you for not wanting me back. But well, that's some family shit that's coming out right now. It's fine.
I understand.
Rocky came from the 1 week East did have $700.
Oh my god, Freddie, you're a goddamn gem of Spokane. I love seeing your comedy every time I get to see you at the open mics.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me touch your fistula. That was definitely a first,
baby.
And anytime, hopefully not baby. The last.
Definitely, baby.
Jay, I know Traz is leaving, but if you ever want to, like, bang, you let me know. I'll take one for the team for both of us. Okay, guys?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God. Right. Yeah. Yay.
You heard it here first, guys.
Ronnie's now my favorite guest ever, all time.
Ronnie out.
There we go.
Freddie Boo. Or I can go too.
Wait, Ronnie, did you go? Yeah, you go. Yeah.
Freddy Spaghetti, you ready?
Traz, you're the man. I'm glad to have met you the first time I came because we had a great time. You're a groovy dude. Fist bump.
Yeah, you're the man too.
You're the man. Ronnie, cool meeting you. You can touch my fistula one last time. And now that I know you're at the club now, we have to communicate. And you're a cool person. And thank you for being here. Jay, as always, I love your news stories. I just love your presence, your essence.
Oh, thank you.
You, baby. You, baby. Especially when we talk about porn. And Deese, the man, for putting this together, tolerating my unavoidable schedule sometimes. That is why I want to have a really good show for you next time I do Riddler. And because of you and participating in the comedy scene, giving us great exposure and putting Spokane on the map for us locally, comedy-wise. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And this podcast is absolutely the greatest.
Thank you. I'm going to put that on the flyer.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Awesome, awesome.
Exactly.
Okay. Freddie, I think you are an incredible talent. I love watching you do stand-up, and I'm going to be, like, rooting for you on America's Got Talent. I think you're going to do awesome. Don't show them your fistula. Don't ever mention or show that again. Just cut off your arm and throw it away.
Amputation, baby.
That's the most horrifying thing I've ever seen. But you're awesome despite that.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. It's so scary.
We're all saying nice things. I don't know if that qualifies.
I said he's talented.
It works though, baby. I feel you.
I think you said you're talented. Cut your fucking arm off and throw it away.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Amputation, baby.
Ronnie, I'm so stoked. Give it to Traz.
Remember that song by Carly Simon? Anticipation, amputation.
I'm going to come back in 6 to 8 months with 3 motherfucking arms. One of them's got a fistula. You can find out why.
Okay. Jesus. Ronnie, I'm super stoked that you're getting into comedy. I haven't seen any of your sets yet, but I really want to. I think that you've got a natural humor to you. So, yeah, I would love to see your comedy firsthand. And, yeah, keep at it. Traz.
What's up?
We'll see you in 7 months, boo.
Yeah, yeah.
7 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, thank you for all the...
I'll come back when the weather's warm.
Thank you for all the discounts last night. Because when you said I bought 11 drinks, I was like, oh, no. This is going to be so expensive. So,
well, yeah. You drank 11 drinks. You didn't buy 11 drinks.
And, of course, Deez. It was really a blast hanging out with you two last night. I loved our little... our little social hour night, and I hope we have a few more.
It's called a menage a trois.
Ooh. Yeah, dude, you're funny, and I love you. So.
All right, thank you.
Yeah,
right. Dude, you should try comedy. I'm surprised you haven't tracks.
No, I'm not that funny, man.
You.
All right, guys, that is the show for the evening. Thank you, guys, for hanging out. Again, November is going to be a packed month. Go to the calendar at socialhourpod.com/calendar. Check out all the events coming up. But I've got a fucking menagerie of things I'm doing. Riddler every Sunday, 718 West Riverside Avenue, 8 p.m. We've got Comedy Confessions on the 19th, a live podcast recording with the Pants Pending crew on the 26th. Drink and Debate at Spokane Comedy Club, November 5th. I will be in Richland, Washington, at Joker's Comedy Club, the 2nd through the 4th, and again the 24th and 25th. I'll be in Missoula the middle of the month. The Mixtape Show, Bartlett, November 21st. And we'll be starting the Cooking Hot Comedy November 28th at the Roxy And come on to the House of Cards November 17th in Post Falls, Idaho. And I just fucking go to the calendar. Jesus Christ. It's like every day of the month. I've got something. I've got like 3 days off that month, literally. So it's fucking ridiculous. But cool. Okay, guys. Thank you for hanging out for the social hour. I am Deese, and for Traz, Jay, Ronnie, and Freddie.
So long, everybody.
All right.
Say something.
Okay. Thanks for hanging out, guys. Thank you for hanging out.
Jay, get off. Stop texting the podcast.
Thank you for hanging out, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Amputee Goats, Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg, Aubrey Plaza, Hungover Jay, Amateur MMA Fighters, Drug Addicted Superheroes, Harvey Weinstein, Kate Beckinsale, Freddy's Kidneys, and Fistulas. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
And this podcast is absolutely the greatest.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios Podcast Network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!